You know, the legislature escaped Friday before the holiday and by cover of dark. And one of their famous, we got this fixed. Nobody's awake to know exactly what we're doing. We're going to get the heck out of Dodge and everything will be fine. Well, they did do some good things, at least Jeff Donofrio believes, with the business leaders of Michigan, the business leaders for Michigan, president and CEO. Jeff, good morning to you. Hope you had a great holiday.
Good morning, Paul W. I did. I hope you did as well.
Oh, yes, indeed. Got a lot done, matter of fact. Now, the business leaders for Michigan have a budget statement that you are reviewing for us, among other things. You are applauding the legislature and the governor for reaching what they're calling a bipartisan budget agreement.
That's right, Paul W. I think we have to celebrate certain things here. This is the first time in recent years that we've actually gotten the budget done on time. You know, there's a statutory deadline that we helped put in place, you know, years ago through Business Leaders for Michigan that said by July 1st, they should have the budget done. We don't have to go through this wrangling and negotiations. And we've seen in the past how sometimes government gets shut down because they can't reach a deal ultimately. So this is a good step that you have key investments in schools, you have investments in paying down debt, in talent and workforce. Now there's still stuff left to be done, but we should celebrate the success that this is.
Right. Well, then Jeff, run us through some of the things that business leaders for Michigan are most happy about in this new budget.
Well, we've got more money for schools, right? That's for per pupil as well. But also for efficiencies, for consolidation, for infrastructure improvements, $300 million for growing the teacher pipeline, which we know is a critical issue right now as we see teachers leaving the profession at historic rates. We see that there's more money for equity for those in special education or at-risk students. There's almost $500 million in there to help those individuals. These are real, you know, important issues, especially as we come out of COVID and have this learning loss that we need to address immediately. And we have this systematic issue on education, which our system is underperforming most other states. So these investments are gonna help. On talent, you know, $2 billion for public universities, which is a 5% increase. Increasing the number of dollars going to worker training for adults, and that Detroit Innovation Center that U of M, the Illich companies and related industries is putting together in Detroit, $100 million for that, which helps bring a lot of entrepreneurship and innovation to the state.
You know, it's interesting. One man's pork is another's great investment, depending on where you say. I think that's an excellent thing, but we did hear in a report earlier that when they listed like $2 million for a curling team and all these other things, they threw that $100 million in there for the Detroit Center for Innovation. I disagree. I think that's obviously something that's extremely important with the related company, Stephen Ross, Olympia Development of Michigan and the University of Michigan. It's a world-class research, education, and entrepreneurship center that will be extremely valuable to the great state of Michigan. And I'm glad you agree.
That's right. I mean, you know, the more that we can make Michigan a center for innovation, that we can continue to build on our historic place, especially in mobility, you know, the better we're going to be for attracting investment, attracting jobs. And what we've seen is that these kind of centers around the country, whether they're in New York or Virginia or Wisconsin, Illinois, they are magnets for investment. So this is a good investment that will have, you know, lots of multiplier effects for us.
What else is lacking or that you'd like them to spend a little more time getting together?
Yeah, you know, I think one last thing that they actually did that was great is they started paying down debt. So, you know, more than $1 billion into the MPSRS, the Michigan Public School Employee Retirement System, that puts money directly into the classroom. You know, other government funded debt that needed to be paid down so that, look, in a couple of years, the economy may not be as strong. And we want to make sure we can continue to pay our bills. So paying down debt when the times are good is a good thing. Paul, I would say that, you know, economic development, we still need to see money going into getting those sites ready for investment. So we actually have shovel-ready sites that can compete with places like Ohio and Tennessee and Kentucky and a lot of places in the South that have been winning programs and winning a lot of investment because they have that site readiness. That's one thing we're hoping they're going to come back in the fall and help fund.
Well, as you have put it, as we spend a little time here with Jeff Donofrio, Business Leaders for Michigan president and CEO, fact of the matter is much has been accomplished with this budget, staying focused on investing in Michigan's future, avoiding fiscal cliffs. And in your own words, we must keep the momentum going so that Michigan can compete to win. And that's what Business Leaders for Michigan is all about, the state's business roundtable dedicated to making Michigan a top 10 state for jobs, education, widely shared prosperity, and a healthy economy. And I salute you for that and all that you guys do. Your members drive nearly 40% of the state's economy, generating over $1 trillion in annual revenue and serving nearly half of all Michigan Public University students. You can find out more about these hardworking, smart guys and women. BusinessLeadersForMichigan.com. BusinessLeadersForMichigan.com. Anything else we need to know or you want to leave us with, Jeff?
Paul W., I couldn't have said it better myself, and so we're going to put you on payroll.
Listen, I'm looking for a little extra work. That'd be great. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Paul W.
Yeah, well, thank you, Jeff, and all those you represent for doing a good job and really looking out for and caring about this great state of Michigan and helping us get better and better as we continue on this Tuesday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR as we approach 7:29.